Welcome to Improve Podcast School, where you learn marketing, growth, and monetization solutions based on data, original research, and real-life success stories. Let's grow your podcasting business or grow your existing business with the help of podcasts.
Welcome to another episode of Improve Podcast School. I'm Chris, and today we're going to talk about how many listeners per episode do you need to have a successful podcast? I once knew a guy who had an idea for a podcast. That was back in the day when the industry celebrated 200,000 podcasts, so basically in the simpler times. Not so long after that, shows discussing exactly that same thing he wanted started to appear. A few of them are quite successful to this day. Naturally, my friend regrets his decision about not starting a show and blames his belief that you need a massive audience to have a successful show. Needless to say, if he knew better, he would have acted differently back then and probably had a dump truck of money by now. So I'm about to tell you what he should have been told all those years ago in the hopes you will avoid similar mistakes. The size of your show doesn't matter. You can have a successful show at any audience size. Although, of course, the bigger the show, the easier it is to monetize. But higher income podcasters are 8.1 times more likely to have more than 1,000 listeners per episode. But if you have a smaller show, under 1,000 listeners, you also have a chance of making a good income from it. You just need to adjust your expectations and your revenue model each step of the way. The number of listeners per episode, of course, is highly correlated with podcasting success, meaning that if you have a higher number of listeners, you are much more likely to be monetizing your show successfully. But today we'll break down how to break reliance on the massive audience and monetize a show at each level of listenership. Let's review your chance of making money podcasting with a different number of listeners and the best approach to do it. Number one, small podcasts make money selling their own services. When looking from perspective of monetization, a small show is a show with less than 1,000 listeners per episode. Of course, the fewer the listeners you have, the harder it is to monetize. But when you are nearing the 1,000 listeners, your opportunities start to open. When comparing this number to the number of average blog or YouTube channel may get, these 1,000 listeners look tiny. And in blogging or with YouTube, monetization with only so few listeners is not possible in any significant way. But actually, 25% of higher income podcasters are monetizing successfully with less than 1,000 listeners per episode. This even can be done within 1 year of starting a new show. I covered this with more details in the previous episode, so make sure to check it out. This is really impressive. It also means those shows are financially successful despite being very niche shows. This is possible with basically only one type of monetization method, selling your own services. Using the right set of online tools, this is relatively easy, simple to scale, has a predictable and low cost, and delivers high profit margins. This is easiest to achieve if you are a small business owner, a freelancer, or a marketer and can offer service quickly after launching your show. Or you know your stuff really well and can develop and offer a service soon after you launch. Having some previous experience helps a lot as you don't need to learn trade of podcasting, product management, and sales at the same time. But to have an offer and then achieve a good conversion rate among a small audience, you need to understand your clients. This leads us to the next point, that small podcasts make money if they understand their audience. Precise targeting and knowing your audience is key when you have a small audience. As I already mentioned, you can monetize a small show pretty much exclusively if you can offer a service or a product. And that means you need to know who your listeners are, what they need, and what they are willing to pay for. In fact, 90% of higher income podcasters have spent time and analyzed their target audience of their show. Digging deeper into the data, we found that having a detailed understanding of the target audience is one of the highest differentiating factors between podcasters with a great level of financial success and those who struggle with monetization. If you spend this time, you are 4.7 times more likely to succeed financially with your show. This is especially important if you're focused on monetizing your show quickly with a small group of listeners. It's like Gary Vee said in the Thank You Economy, every interaction matters, every relationship has value. And a great place to start figuring this out is by developing a client persona, or in this case, to be more precise, a listener persona. You can get a free persona template with the detailed instructions on how to do it when you visit improvepodcast.com and sign up for my newsletter. I give there a lot of valuable tools and resources for free. It's really easy to do. By precisely defining what your listeners are looking for, you can deliver them great value. And with podcasting, they get it from a trusted source, you. And as you continue recording, your show will, at some point, reach the 5,000 listeners per episode mark. And if you want Improve Podcast School also to grow, then following and rating the show would be greatly appreciated. Point number three, 5,000 listeners per episode almost guarantees a successful monetization. This is where a lot of interesting things start happening. Having more than 5,000 listeners per episode makes a podcaster over 29 times more likely to be monetizing successfully. Only less than 2% of all podcasters who have more than 5,000 listeners per episode struggle with their show's monetization. I see this as an incredibly encouraging fact, and I hope you can recognize it too. This again demonstrates how powerful podcasting is as opposed to blogging or YouTube. 5,000 listeners per month with a weekly release schedule will give you approximately 20,000 downloads per month. Most websites would make only around $500 from display ads, and on YouTube you could expect to be earning below $100 per month. Granted, YouTube will help to grow your audience, and you get very little help from algorithms in promoting your podcast, but with a bit of ingenuity, PR, cross-promotion, SEO, it doesn't have to be that difficult. In podcasting, this also means that 5,000 listeners mark means you start acquiring a broader audience. As I said, here interesting things start to happen. With over 5,000 listeners per episode, you can become an attractive publisher for advertisers. However, right now, this is not a given. At this moment, a lot of advertising networks prefer shows with 10,000 listeners per episode, although I expect these numbers to come down in the near future as networks start competing more for ad space. But you definitely can start diversifying your revenue now. In many cases, offering services will be the right model for you. But if you are not a small business or a freelancer, you may want to look into direct contributions model. Patreon and Apple Podcasters program are very popular, but there are also others. At this point, you should have a website that is getting an organic reach, so affiliate marketing should also be part of your revenue mix. But this is a point where you should start thinking about potential sponsorships. Get your pitch deck ready and add a section on your website with some audience details that advertisers might find interesting. Big brands have big budgets, and if your show fits their niche, you might be given a chance. Also, growing from 5,000 to 10,000 listeners per episode happens much faster than growing from 0 to 5,000. And the next threshold I want to mention is the 10,000 listeners per episode mark. Number 5. 10,000 listeners per episode allow you to make money with podcasting ads. Finally, we have arrived at what by any standards is a massive show. We started from a small show, below 1,000 listeners, and arrived at the giants with huge 10,000 listeners audiences. At this point, you should have no problems finding sponsors for your show. 60% of shows with over 10,000 listeners per episode monetize mainly with sponsorships and host-read ads. And ads are the number one monetization method for the larger shows. But there's more to monetizing podcasts than just number of listeners. Your approach as a creator should also be different. I hinted at this at the beginning of the episode, talking about detailed understanding of your audience. We go into more details of what is the main difference in monetizing large shows and niche shows in the next episode, so make sure you follow the show. But now, let's just focus on listeners. A show with 10,000 listeners per episode is highly successful. You should have no problem finding sponsors at this point, and this can be added on top of other revenue streams like selling services, direct contributions, or for example, affiliate marketing. 10,000 listeners is also a very comfortable number of listeners to move that audience from one platform to another, launching another show, a YouTube channel, or even promoting some of your social media accounts. All the revenue streams can grow together as the synergy from them starts working automatically. In summary, from the monetization perspective, you can have a successful show almost at any level of listeners. It helps and highly increases your chance if you have at least 1,000 listeners. Monetizing at a level of 1,000 listeners, 5,000 listeners, or even 10,000 listeners per episode is all possible but requires a different approach at each level. But it is extremely motivating and encouraging. Blogs or YouTube channels need much higher numbers of readers or viewers. This demonstrates the power of podcasting as you can't duplicate the success elsewhere at this moment, even if you have to work harder to get to your first 1,000 listeners. If you need help getting your podcast off the ground quickly, even within 4 to 6 weeks, go to improvepodcast.com/pro. That's it for today.
Thank you for listening to the Improve Podcast School. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show. If you need more solutions to grow and monetize your podcasts, visit improvepodcast.com. Go on now, record something remarkable.